It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers went to one of the most notorious spots on Interstate 70 to mark the passage of a new transportation law Thursday. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Some of the state's most powerful politicians stood with Clear Creek behind them and an aging section of highway above their heads to drive home the need for this new transportation funding. This often congested stretch of highway near Floyd Hill is set for a major rebuild and expansion. It's part of a 10-year statewide plan that will get billions from a transportation package approved by the legislature and Governor Polis.
This has been a long journey, and in many ways it's just beginning. Soon Floyd Hill and many other improvement projects across our state will be underway, and we're beginning to see the impacts of this legislation.
The construction will be paid for by extra fees on the purchase of gas, deliveries, rideshares, and more. That money will also go toward priorities like electric vehicles and bus stations. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Buses on the Western Slope are getting COVID vaccines to residents there. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
80-year-old Michael Chase had been putting off getting a COVID-19 vaccine after once having had a bad reaction to a flu shot. His explanation?
Bullheaded, I guess.
But he finally got vaccinated Thursday at a mobile unit parked at Grand Junction's Mesa Mall. Chase says it was close to his house, and his wife persuaded him.
She's good at that. She taught school for 30 years. She knows how to change people's minds.
Vaccine buses are in Fruita and Craig today. Upcoming Western Slope stops include Glenwood Springs, Newcastle, and next week's Country Jam in Mac. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A Denver man has been charged with dishonestly obtaining $700,000 in pandemic assistance and unemployment benefits. Anthony Zagab is accused of submitting false applications to two small business programs and making fake unemployment claims for his relatives without their knowledge. Cooler temperatures for much of the state today and through the weekend. This is CPR News.